I'm Anna David, and I interview actors, writers, musicians, and other creatives about addiction, recovery, and sharing their dark to find their light.
Well, I think that all my heroes were drug addicts.
This podcast features both the interviews and the stories. The interviews often share the dark. The stories often share the light.
Oh, yes. I had 8 butt cakes while watching 35 Forensic Files, but I did not drink.
Are you a light hustler? Keep listening to find out.
And I was like, really? Like, that's you? That's it? That's what I am? I'm just bad at being uncomfortable? So simple, and it also makes me feel like such a dick.
Hi there. Welcome to Light Hustler. It's a podcast about sharing your dark to find your light. If you're watching this on video, which you now can after the YI, I'm wearing a hat. Why? No reason. Because I can. I'm your host, Anna David. Every week I either I play an interview that I did usually over Facebook Live about somebody finding recovery, or I play an episode that was a live story from my live storytelling show. Today it's one of those storytelling shows at once. And it's, you know, I'm just going to humbly say the funniest man alive. And I'm so lucky that he does my show. And he is the ultimate light hustler. If by light hustler, I meant never sharing the light. This guy, he shares the dark. But the thing about him is he's the biggest softy sweetheart you will ever meet. He's known as the Bitter Buddha. I'm going to stop talking so you can listen to this genius Eddie Pepitone.
I'm bringing up my favorite man. He's appeared on every TV show in the world, including It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Sarah Silverman, Jimmy Kimmel, Last Comic Standing, and Law and Order. That was unexpected. He's performed at the Improv, Caroline's, Largo, UCB. He has a huge podcast called Pep Talks, and there is the best comedy documentary about him called The Bitter Buddha. Put your hands together for Eddie Pepitone.
How about a hand for everybody? How many of you are still going, who the fuck was that with Anna? Right? Like, I'm just going through my Rolodex. Who the fuck was it, Sean Penn? That was one of my first. But I'll find out after, whereas you will not. But I will post it. So just follow me on Twitter. God, you're lucky to see me. That sarcastic laugh was the right response. All right, so my story is I really like pot. A lot. I still think about it a lot. Because being sober is great. There's no question about it, you know? And especially in these times, I think Melanie touched on it, we're heading straight for an apocalypse, but doesn't mean you can't be the best you. Could you see the meetings like Dorian? Sorry, I really cracked myself up. Could you see? No, you're not inside my head. It's fucking funny in here. And desperate. It's desperate and funny. But could you see the meetings? Dorian, they're already they're out of here. Fuck this. Please, I cannot deal with it. But could you see the meetings during an apocalyptical scenario, like people just get to them, you know, barely. They're like dodging itinerant gangs and just, you know, all kinds of shit. They show up at the meeting, you know, covered in blood, and they're like, all right, I'm the leader. First things first, somebody tie a tourniquet on me. Fuck. I don't want painkillers. We're so fucking crazy that would happen, you know? We'd be like, no painkillers for the apocalypse. Just coffee. Anybody else do that? Like, I am so anxiety. I'm anxiety ridden. I know I don't seem like it because I have a new jacket, but and that's what you have to do. You have to accessorize when you suffer from panic disorder, to throw people's eyes from your visage. My God, that's a great jacket you have, and you're just like, yeah, I know. But I am such an addict. I am such an addict, and I will still drink coffee during a panic. Like, I don't know what the fuck that is about. Just like, and put the news on. Anybody else like well, I'm sure all of us, right? You guys aren't newcomers, don't know. I hope not. Anyway, it's just a long thing, you know? It's a long thing. Even though being a newcomer in a way was the best part of it, because you get a lot of attention, you know? You know what I mean? Like, 30 days! Everybody's like, fucking yeah! They want to kill themselves. They have 31 years. They're like, oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. I've had to substitute cake for cocaine, and it is fucking not working. What happened? What happened to the foot? What? And broke your heel. Oh, God. That's my crowd work. That was going good until the broken heel. I was hoping it would be more like a ligament, because I feel like a broken heel sucks really bad. There's something about the term heel. Anyway, look, that was my alcoholic mind going on some kind of obsessional shit about a heel. Look, where was I? What was I saying? I am getting to the age where I'm having a little bit of memory loss, and I think it's a good thing. I don't want to remember a lot. You know, I don't want to be in reverie all the fucking time, and that's a great thing about Alzheimer's. There's no reverie. You're just this is going to get funny. I don't worry. I see your little, what's the story? You're all like, yeah, but don't you have a story? A linear story. It'd be funny if mine was about a female movie star who was seducing me. That has never happened. Even though I am quite a piece of ass, but you cannot fuck me after the show. All right? I have acid reflux. And I am not in the mood. No, I'm so charismatic, everybody wants to fuck me after the show. And I've got things to do, you know what I mean? I have things to do. Tomorrow I have to pick up my... I have pair of new glasses. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Bill wrote a book about having new glasses. Go fuck yourself. It's just a pair of new glasses. Are you Debbie? That was a great story. I am nothing like Debbie in the sense that her story was beautiful and had an incredible message. My message is, we're gonna die, and it's going to be violent. It's the opposite message of Debbie. But I think variety is good. I've always been super duper political. My father was a union leader, and I don't know if you know anything about unions, but they basically don't exist. And so I am the type of guy who's always reading left-wing authors. Like, I'm kind of far to the left of Bernie Sanders, you know what I mean? So I just see this, what's going on now, as like, as a round of applause if you're hopeful that good, you're my people. How can you be if you're smart? Like, I always tell people, oh, no, if you're in tune, if you're in fucking tune with just nature, with politics, you know, if you've cracked a fucking book in your life, you know it's not good. You know, I wish I was addressing toddlers now. Look, you have no future. I put the teachers in the other room. Look, I don't know why your parents had you at this stage of capitalism. We're in the end days of capitalism. By the way, you know, in AA meetings, you're not supposed to talk about outside issues, which partly I find hilarious and partly I understand it. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, if there was an apocalypse going on, mushroom cloud, as Melanie said, you wouldn't be able to talk about that. You'd be like, look, I don't want to reference the mushroom cloud. I know that's an outside issue. And then you always have people in the meetings, that's an outside issue. Right? You know those people? That's an outside issue. The fact that we have no food and water. Read page 86, you fucking asshole. What do you got, 30 days? Does anybody else like count days like in your head constantly? Like, okay, it's 32 days since I've 32 days. And then you're like, so 33 will be Friday and 34 will be Saturday. 36 Sunday, 37 Monday. That's not good. 45 will be next week. 45 will be 45, let's say 60. But, you know, you're supposed to stay. I love the little sayings, like, I love the little sayings. Debbie was talking about think. And I remember when I was new, I would look at the little sayings. You know, it was in New York, not to brag, I come from a real city. It was, look, this is great over here. But I don't know what it is. Come to Westwood. What the fuck is that? What does that even mean? Come to Westwood. What is there? Right? I don't like a place where you can't walk around. You know, it's like, what the fuck? And now everybody in my neighborhood is on a Lime scooter. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? I asked... And I have two little rescue dogs. Again, not to brag, I have that kind of lifestyle. You can have what I have. If you're constitutionally honest with yourselves. But I asked one of these little fucks on a Lime scooter. They're always just young idiots who have no idea that we're in the end of days. I realize I'm fucked up for thinking that, but I feel it's my duty to talk to audiences about that. And it's not good sometimes because I do the Comedy Store, the Improv, and it's Saturday night and people are out to have a good time and I'm like, it's ending. And they don't dig it. I'm like, I'm a truth teller, fucko. But I asked one of these little pricks on their Lime scooter, you like them? That's me. Like, as I've gotten older, my way to get through the world is just befriend people I think are gonna kill me. That's what I do now. You know, I'm a survivor. I'm like, hey, you like that Lime scooter? Like, I'm that guy now. What I really want to do, because they scare my dog, they scare my dogs, and they're little guys who I have just completely, all my addiction shit is now in my dogs. I'm married, but that, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm talking about. I've lost my wife to adult coloring books. Every time, I'm being serious. Every time I come home, she barely looks up. She's coloring in some goth chick with the crow on her arm. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, honey? Debbie, you're not a big laugher. Just FYI on that. What the fuck is an adult coloring book? An adult, that's actually the term they use now. And it's one of these products to help us deal with anxiety, right? Adult coloring books, little balls that you squeeze. How about healthcare and jobs, you fucking assholes? That's how this country works. No. Fuck you, no healthcare, no good jobs, you know, no good communities, you know, just squeeze a fucking ball. And fucking meditate. I hate to break it to you, but we wouldn't have to meditate so much if our society was sane. And that's a big outside issue, sorry. But I don't even know what the fuck it is. I'm sorry about what you're seeing tonight. I'm never positive enough. But I act positive when I come home. My wife, she doesn't come to the shows anymore. She doesn't want to witness this shit anymore. And she always goes to me, how did it go? And I go, baby, we don't have to worry anymore. I have to lie to her. And when I start talking about the end of days with her, because that's just who I am, she's like, huh, no, come on, honey, don't say that. And I'm like, all right, do we have any vegan pizza? That's what I do. I go right for the food, you know? But what I want to say is adult coloring books, what the fuck are they? When I first heard that term, I'm like, is she coloring in porn scenes? Because maybe that would be good. Maybe that would fucking, you know, make it hot again between us. Because we've been with each other 13 years, and I don't know if you've been with someone 13 years, but you got to do all kinds of shit. You know? You have to listen. And these fucking things, I can't have these things when I love this guy. Hi. It says Fred Siegel on my phone. Are we near a Fred Siegel? We are, aren't we? But I don't know if you've noticed, but I ruin the momentum of what I do up here because I'm a self-sabotager. Can you relate to that? Of course you can. But so you have to do, I mean, I thought her coloring in porn stuff would be good. And if she were, I'd be standing over her going, make the cock black! Make it black! Debbie's looking up at me. You've already gotten more than you deserve. Everybody was really good tonight, too. Those were good fucking stories, you know? You know? But I am at the point I can't remember the stories from tonight. Because I was thinking about myself. Anybody else just think about yourself just all the time? Like, fuck, why did I lose my hair when I was 18? Even though my memory is going a little bit, if I really get full-blown Alzheimer's, I'm still going to be high status. Like, I'm still going to be the confident Alzheimer's guy. Like, I'm going to walk into a place and go, excuse me, where the fuck am I? Is that a difficult question? Where the fuck am I? You're in Ralph's, sir. No, idiot, what state? I would say agitated. No, you fucking moron. Geographically, you're in California. Was that fucking hard? One more question. Is this a hat or the end of the Vietnam War? That's my favorite line in the bit. Just because it's kind of out there, you know? And when I say it, I go, Eddie, you thought of that. All right. Wow, I just want to congratulate Anna for running this show here. Are you gonna, you're going to do it somewhere else, right?
Yeah. Where?
Jip Town? Skip Town? Skip Town, right? More crowd work. You have to do crowd work as a comedian. It's part of the fucking job. We know there's a broken heel here. And the show is moving to, I believe, Skip Town. Anyway, I'll leave you with this. We're gonna die. The American Empire will be completely finished at the most by 2030. At the most, 2030. And, you know, at least, by the way, I think you're so lucky you didn't travel today. Like, I am so glad I didn't go visit my parents. Well, one, they're dead, but two, that would be fucked up, right? Come on, open up! That's the same guy who tells you to read page 86. Will you open the fucking door? Look, I know you feel mixed about me. That's because I've been sending you mixed signals. Some of it's funny, some of it is not, and that's intentional. Because I want to inflict on you what was inflicted on me. That mixed signal shit. You ever have a parent like that? My father was always like, come here, come here. Just tell me, did you go to school? I'm not going to hit you. Did you go to school? And I'm like, I feel like I'm in Ocean's 11, just trying to get love going. Do I tell him? I started smoking when I was a toddler. Well, you could see that I could go on forever. But I'm not. I'm not, because I have a beautiful 2006 Honda Element waiting for me. It's incredible. It has satellite radio. And you haven't lived till you've heard like a million Beatles songs in a row. Because that's the only station I play because I'm an addict. Penny Lane, na 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 na. And you're just like, I've been hearing this song for 40 years. All right, everybody, thank you very much. Good night.